It felt a little positive about this time 24 hours ago, didn't it?
Yeah, I think there was a lot of optimism from, particularly from a New York perspective, about what would be happening, but no one really predicted what ended up happening.
It was quite remarkable. Look, there are certainly a lot of Australia is sitting around sort of, there's no other way to put it. We're shocked. We are genuinely surprised that this could have occurred. That must be tenfold in your area.
It's funny. I've been out a couple of times. I worked from home today, but I went to the supermarket just before, and there are so many dazed-looking faces, and I was certainly one of them, taking the dogs out for a walk, and I basically had to stare. I couldn't do anything but stare for a long time, and put on some pretty angry music and just trying to, you know, formulate what I thought about it. But you know, no one saw this coming, and I'm kind of ashamed.
Do you think the country can pull together? I mean, I feel like as an outsider, as someone who's chosen to live there and even bring up a family there, you might have a kind of fairly unique perspective on what this might mean for the country still managing to come together as a unit.
It's going to see, I think, what happened with the Brexit decision, in that there's going to be a lot of patriotism and sort of xenophobia happening. I don't know if that'll extend to, you know, Australians, but certainly people from other countries and people who live here or were born here but, you know, don't happen to be white will certainly feel the effects. And so I'm kind of not looking forward to what will happen. You know, there's going to be a lot of Islamophobia, I think, and I think it'll take a long while to get past that, and I have no idea what's going to happen over the next 4 years.
Now, the other thing that gets me is, of course, you work for a media organization. Trump has proudly said that he wants to bring constraints, further constraints, into journalism over there. Do you have any sort of ideas on what might occur for the Fourth Estate in America?
There's not really much he can do at this point, I don't think. But, I mean, he's probably going to try the tactic that he tried during the primaries and for the whole election period, in that he will just bar people from going into, you know, his rallies or whatever, you know, events he puts on. And I can't see him actually barring people from the White House. I think there'll be a lot said about that. So I don't know what's, you know, I work in tech journalism, obviously. I work for CNET, so I don't really have much dealings with the political process, but we do have reporters for ZDNet and other parts of our organization who do have direct contact with that and will, I think, struggle to get access to him and his, you know, his ministers and whatever. So that'll be very interesting to see how that plays out.
Now, whether it was a joke or whether it was a real thing on Twitter last night, there was a lot of talk about the Canadian immigration website crashing under the pressure of that many people looking it up. It happens every election. People say, well, that's it, I'm moving to Canada. Or even Australia sort of has that whole, well, I'm done, I'm going to move to New Zealand. But for someone who is choosing to live in the country, is it changing your mind on how you feel about living in America?
Absolutely. You know, as I say, you know, there's going to be a whole focus on immigrants and, you know, people like myself. And so, as we're discussing yesterday, I think that the whole visa rules will change. And so it will probably definitely affect myself. And so I can't see, you know, and, you know, between you and me and your listeners, I have been investigating other options. So, it's, you know, we're sort of looking at what it would cost to move to Canada. And it's only semi-serious at this point. You know, obviously we don't have to do anything for a couple of months, but if the visa rules do change, it's something we're going to have to take very seriously. So I don't know, I can imagine there's a lot of people, you know, I've got lots of friends here in New York who are also on visas. I can imagine that they're also examining their options as well.
Well, Ty, I think I can speak on behalf of all 2SER listeners. Our hearts go out to you today. Certainly, we're waking up shocked. It must be like that for you. And look, best of luck. Keep your chin up, and we'll talk again soon.
Okay, thanks, Nick.